taken away.
Local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the Creep songs. Those are
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Let's
Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRooRadio.com, BuildTheScene.com, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. With me tonight is Terry Blair of the band Among Thorns. What's up, Terry?
How's it going, Bill?
Not too bad. We've shared the same air recently quite a few times. Although the last time you were unaware.
Oh, really? Let me guess. John talking about me again?
No. But John was involved. We were at his dad's funeral. I walked right past you.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
But that was, well, we won't get into that. We'll talk about that off the air.
Yeah.
But for those of you that are familiar with the show and the podcast, you were seen and Bill DeSeen, John, the American Hill Jack Lane's father, passed away recently. And I'd like to throw out some condolences to him. He is, and on top of that, he's having some health issues. So if you're the praying type, feel free to go ahead and pray for John.
Great guy. Couldn't deserve the prayers more.
So now that we started out all melancholy.
Yeah, let's bust it open real quick.
We're going to start off with the question that I always start off with. It's the one that like every interviewer asks and every man hates to answer. But tell me where you got the name Among Thorns.
We were tossing around ideas, you know, throwing as many names out as we could and seeing how many stuck to the wall. And there were some good ones in there, and there's some that weren't really good at all, you know. But this one kind of stuck. I don't know, not a whole lot of rhyme or reason to it. Kind of playing on having a female lead singer, you know, with a bunch of us ugly guys in the background, maybe. I don't know. But it was just kind of one that just kind of stuck. It was the first one that we all kind of got behind and was like, hey, you know, this works.
Cool. So so you're a thorn? Is that what you're saying?
If I'm a thorn, it's a good life. There's worse things to be.
So now that I got that cliche out of the way, you guys are fairly new to the scene, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we started in March. Just had our first show a couple weeks ago at the Fawn Tavern. Most of us have been doing it for a while. Damon Zapp has been in the scene for a long time. Harold Bloom's been in the scene for a long time. Jimmy's taken a break for a while, but he's getting back into it now. I've been doing this a couple years. The only real newcomer is Kate, and this is her first real shot at singing out front of everybody. But for most of us, we've been in and around. But as a group format, you know, a couple months, just giving it a whirl.
So you had the one show. Do you have any upcoming shows scheduled?
We have July 7th. We are heading out to Akron for a USO Support the Troops with John Lane and his band Hellfire Club at the Empire Club in Akron. We will be at Peter B. September 22nd for the Western Pennsylvania Families of Fallen Heroes event there. August 11th, we will be at Luann's Roadhouse out in Industry, PA with Dying Breed. We have a Halloween show still waiting on location with Ezekiel. November 10th, we'll be doing a benefit up at the Sidebar in Katanning. And then we'll be doing the Christmas show at the Sidebar in Katanning in December. So those are the shows we got as far as Among Thorns booked right now. And we're always looking to see if there's something else out there. You know, we're always willing to do something if, you know, our schedules allow.
So those of you that are listening that book bands, how would they get a hold of you?
We are Facebook idiots. That's the easiest way to do it. Find us on Facebook. You can find any one of us or Facebook.com/AmongThornsPGH. You can get a hold of myself or Damon Zapp on Facebook. Those are probably the three easiest ways to do it.
Remind me what band Damon was in recently, because I know his name.
Damon was in East End for a while with Rob Perrone and Mike Mister and Ash Clear. As bands go, you know, it's, you know, he found himself freed up and, you know, we got an opportunity to jam together and it's working out wonderfully. We've already got a couple originals written and we're working on polishing those up. So, you know, we're going to see what kind of ride we can go on with this.
How many originals have you guys written so far?
Two so far.
Are there any plans to record those two?
there's always plans to record those too. we're looking on polishing them up and getting a hold of somebody probably fall time frame to see if we can't put two or three out, four if we're lucky. If we're super creative and talented, a whole, 9 or 10, but we'll settle for three, two, three, four.
And when that happens, make sure you send them my way.
You will be the first one to get one.
So we can play them here on PA Rock Show and on the radio station that no one seems to know about yet, including Terry, until today.
Well, you didn't have to mention that part.
Yeah, but it's funny.
It is a little funny.
Buildthescene.com/radio. If you're not familiar with it, it is a radio station that we are running. It is all, well, I'd say 99% Pittsburgh-based. There are a few bands from Ohio, West Virginia that are, they're kind of in our music scene. But it is 24/7, all unsigned rock. There's country, there's blues, there's southern rock, there's jazz, there's easy listening. So we're not limited to any genre, but it's all Pittsburgh-based, which is cool in my eyes.
Well, the really cool part about it is I was listening this afternoon and then part of the evening is how many of my friends I heard their bands playing on there. It truly is a local music station. Similar to a lot what the Grassroots does, only you do it 24/7. And it's a very good, good. It was awesome to hear, bands that I know, bands that I've seen out, friends that I know. I just love the format of it.
And I'm glad you brought up the Grassroots show because Utah and Bob do so much for the local scene. I love those guys.
Utah and Bob, I absolutely love what they do. And matter of fact, they hopped on and they're, they put one of my benefits as their Rock Done Right tour stop for November, and 100% supportive for anything I could ask them to do. Absolutely fantastic. Definitely on anything local, they are on board with 100%.
Well, I've mentioned this on the show before, but that doesn't mean that you've heard it. AKMusicScene.com, which is one of my music websites, Utah actually came up with that name. And he paid for the first year of the domain for me. So he's been there since the beginning with me.
I did not know that, but Utah is definitely vested in local music. He's one of those guys that it truly keeps the scene alive. As well as yourself.
Thank you. I like to try and hide behind things.
Yeah. You got to kiss the interviewer's ass once or twice, right?
I don't even MC my own anniversary show. I don't.
Nice.
That's Matt Ferrani handles that most times. Who also, they were even, I met Utah through Matt and Steve, who were my introduction into the local scene. Yeah, they were my introduction into the local scene. I did own a ZMW CD before that, but I really didn't know anything about it at that point.
You can't be vested in the local scene without knowing who Matt and Steve are and the work they've done and accomplished, and the musicians they surround themselves with. They're pretty much synonymous with the local scene and the work they do as well. To include the whole Rock for Life series and just the bands they play in and the product they put out on a regular basis.
Yeah, I've been working with them since they were in hybrid. So I did their website when they were hybrid. I did it when they were hybrid to New Breed. I did it Super Zero. I did the After the Fall website when it existed. I do the Rock for Life website. And most of that is because I'm thankful for what they've done for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I first threw the idea of doing a benefit for my foundation, Steve was one of the first guys to jump on and get exactly what I was trying to do. And, Steve being a vet like myself, he understood it completely. And he's been on board every year since. and he's on board again this year. So it's the personal connection I have with Steve and what he's done to help me musically, and the foundation and the respect I have for him in the scene. It goes without saying.
Well, see,
if I just said it.
Yeah, you did. So when I first started the Pennsylvania Rock Show, I didn't have a lot of music, and it was kind of, I say I walked backwards into everything. The PA Rock Show, the first episode was I was filling in for someone who was running a radio station who had to turn their computer off and fix it, and then all of a sudden it became weekly. But I didn't have much music. I only had music for the bands that I was designing websites for, and Matt showed up one day and handed me this big plastic bag of CDs, and he was like, play this stuff. And that's nice. where the basis for what I play came from. So
awesome.
I forgot to mute my phone. Could you hear that dinging?
I did not.
Well, now everybody knows it's dinging. And now it's muted. So, something that doesn't normally happen. Usually I pick a song and play a song from the band, and then I'll talk to the person I'm interviewing and say, hey, why don't you pick a song? But Terry up front said, hey, how many songs can you play? Can I pick some? And I actually let Terry schedule, well, not schedule because I ordered them, but I let Terry pick all the songs we're going to listen to tonight. And he even snuck in a country song on you guys.
Dinner Bell Road is a great group of guys. They put out a fantastic CD. And I actually just got the opportunity, as they're expanding from a two-man acoustic into a full band, that I'll be playing bass with them full-time from now on. And So it's kind of personal to me. Country's kind of a departure of what I'm used to. Like I told Cookie when we played Sunday, playing slow is hard. But they got some great material out there. And like a lot of local music, I think it deserves to be heard by as many people as possible.
Well, I did immediately add it to the radio station.
Absolutely. Within probably 5 minutes of getting it, it was already aired onto the radio station. I was blown away. You are on the ball.
I am quick. So let's mention the two songs that they heard before we started talking. We open things up with Everything's Fine by Skell, and you had a great review for that track.
I am a huge Skell fan. I'm good friends with Wally and Mike, and even me and Steve Craven say when we grow up, we want to be like Mike Ekus. He's truly the best bassist in Pittsburgh right now. But that song, Everything's Fine, in my opinion personally, is the best song to hit the local scene in the last 5 years. It has it all start to finish. It is just a great song, and any chance I can get to hear it and get somebody maybe who hasn't heard it to hear it, I'll play it as loud as I can. It is a fantastic song.
Sorry, I'm making notes as you're talking. And the other song we heard was Divine Tragedy, and I'll let you mention what track that is as well.
Divine Tragedy, it was Visceral Reaction, and when I got the CD off of Justin, that's one of the first tracks I heard, and I was completely blown away. And I had seen them before, and their stage show's phenomenal. They're truly fantastic musicians. But I also get to share the stage with them guys a couple times, once at the Climo 40th party, and then here next weekend on the 9th, there's going to be another Just Playing Nasty reunion, and they've got some guest musicians coming up, and I'll be sharing the stage with Justin and Chris as well. But that song is just one of from the opening note to the hook, it's a solid song through and through musically. And if you like heavy metal music, it is definitely one you should listen to.
Well, I told you that I have a handful of their songs.
Yes.
I may have underestimated that a little bit.
I have everything that Justin could give me, and I think it was 3 or 4 CDs, and that's not everything.
I have, let's see here. I'm going into the archive here for a moment. I have them live here on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. I have 7 songs that they played live. Then I have 2 tracks off of Evolution, Raiders of the Sea and Rats in the Walls.
Raiders is a good song.
And then Final Dawn, I'm guessing I have that whole CD because I have 9 tracks there. Ashes, When Civilizations Fall, Disconnect, Zombageddon, Dance with the Devil, Carpe Demon, DM, No Escape, Requiem of Flames, and Symphony of Screams. And then I have, off of Viscera Reaction, I have Viscera Reaction and Pay to Play. Those ones I have in the folder. So I have quite a few of their tracks.
And with all the songs they have recorded, the originals, the one thing that blows me away the most, they do a cover of Highway Star that is the best cover of Highway Star I have ever heard in my life. That is probably one of the best songs they do. They do it so well. It's heavy. It's on point. If they could just play Highway Star, the extended long 45-minute version one, I'd be happy to.
They actually played my PA Rock show, Rock for Life show, last November.
Nice.
And as you said, they're phenomenal live.
Which I do believe they are currently still looking for a drummer to the band.
I believe that because in the last video I saw the I'm blanking on names right now. Who plays?
Someone I want to say it
used to be the drummer.
It's Chris's brother, and his name is Chris's brother. We'll call him Chris's brother. Dustin. I think it's Dustin.
So in the video, he's playing, I think, guitar and drums.
He plays bass and drums.
All right, so bass and drums, yeah. So like, and when he's playing the drums, his head's down. So it took me a while. I'm like, I think that might be him. That might be. And then I was like, that is him.
Yeah, from my understanding, is Dustin actually started out as the drummer.
Yes, that was my understanding.
Then moved to bass out of necessity, and then, you know, now he wants to go back to drums or bass or whatever. He's a great bass player. He's a fantastic drummer. Wherever hole they plug him in, he's going to do fantastic at. But last I had heard, they are looking for a drummer. So if you drum, get a hold of Justin and Chris. Flood them. Spam them. Give them 1,000 messages.
I actually know a drummer looking for a band. And I think she was told to look into them. But I'll make sure again.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, I believe I mentioned her name and talked to Justin and Chris about her as well, too. Yeah. If you're talking about Amanda.
I am.
She is a fantastic drummer. Boy, really dynamic drummer. And I gave the name to Chris and Justin right away. You know, get a hold of her, see what she can do. I think it's a great fit.
Hey, let's do a terrible transition and let's mention the 2 songs that are up next and take a short break.
Oh, that's horrible. Okay.
It was a terrible transition, but it works.
Horrible. Okay.
So we are going to listen to A Common Crown and their song 17 Lies, and then we're going to follow that up with that country song from Dinner Bell Road called In the Middle. And we'll be right back with Terry.
Yeah. takes a lot for me to put down that bottle. Brown liquor makes me fun to be around. Left with my vices, I'll make bad choices. Wanna get drunk, go out and paint this town. On second thought, I'll stay home. Heat up TV dinner, watch Roscoe chase the Duke boys around. These days I feel so in between, stuck between what's right and wrong, it seems. But one thing's for damn sure, I'm gonna keep on listening to the voices in my head. Got a devil on the way, got an angel on the right. Well, I'm sitting in the middle, trying to figure out who's right. Some nights I'll burn it down, some days I'll build it up. It's just the way it is when you're sitting in the middle. Is long gone. I'm the one to blame. I wanna get drunk, get stoned, and all the pain. Wish they could see me trying to sort out these voices and all the bad stuff going on in my brain. These days I feel so in between, stuck between what's right and wrong, it seems. One thing's for damn sure, I'm gonna keep on listening to the voices in my head. Got a devil on the left, got an angel on the right, and I'm sitting in the middle trying to figure out. Nights I'll burn it down, some days I'll build it up. It's just the way it is when you're sitting in the middle. Days I feel so in between, stuck between what's right and wrong, it seems. But one thing's for damn sure, I'm gonna keep on listening to the voices in my head. Got a devil. There's a battle for my soul. I don't know which way to go, but one thing's for damn sure, I'll be sitting in the middle. The middle. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Bill again. If you're just tuning in, this is episode number 421 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight is Terry Blair from Among Thorns and apparently Dinner Bell Road. I just learned that last segment. If you're just tuning in, you missed quite a bit. We talked about where they're playing next, how to find them, their originals, Matt and Steve from After the Fall and many other bands. We talked about some of Terry's friends' bands, and we're going to do some more of that, but we're also going to learn a bit, little bit about Terry now as well. So, Terry, go ahead and say anything.
Anything?
I knew you were going to do that.
I think John told me to say that. I think I have that in my notes, too.
Well, if you were talking to John Lane about doing the show, he would have told you you're supposed to plug everything and count them. Plug number one, plug number two.
Plug it repeatedly. Or as Janet calls it, the shameless plug.
Yes, and all of that comes from John.
Absolutely.
And she'll even mention that John Lane when she starts plugging things.
He has influenced all of us, good, bad, or ugly.
All right, so let me introduce you a little bit more to the listeners.
Okay.
To do that, why don't you tell us what we might find in your music collection?
If you were to open up my music player on my computer right now, you'd find a library of about 24,000 songs. If you name it, it's there. Anything from Tony Orlando to Dawn to Mayhem and Slayer, all the 80s rock classics are in there. Parliament in there.
Let me cut you off for a second. Check this out. I can actually link myself to Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Uh-oh.
You ready for this?
Okay.
So the guy who taught me how to run a mixer when I first started doing the show, his name was Tony Maranaki. He passed away a few years ago. His dad was the light guy for Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Nice.
See, I linked myself.
There you go. I have all the 80s thrash, the 80s hair bands, a lot of some of the newer stuff, a little bit of grunge. I've taken a wide interest in music. There's nothing I won't listen to. So I have it all. If you name it, I probably have it or something just like it. I got polka on there for some reason, smooth jazz, some old Tommy Dorsey stuff, old Ma Rainey blues. I love the blues.
So you really should be listening to Bill DeSene's radio station. See how I did that? That's a plug, right? That's plug number who knows how many.
But by the time we're done with this, I will remember that Bill DeSene has a radio station as well.
Sorry, go ahead.
But it's a wide variety, but more and more, especially driving in the car, it's usually CDs, local CDs. Skell After the Fall in heavy rotation, Chip Demonics in rotation, Divine Tragedies, Visceral Reactions in rotation, Dinner Bell Road's EPs in rotation. I just kind of stick to the local stuff because I enjoy listening to it.
I recently got a new car, and it has a 6-CD in dash changer. And right now there is a Kiss CD in it, a Metallica CD, a After the Fall CD, Sundog, but I had to take it out today because it started skipping, and that ticks me off. I can't remember who else. The other two are local, though. I almost feel like I need to run out to my car and look now.
That makes for bad radio.
Skell. The new Skell disc is in there. Oh, and I'm going to say it wrong. Man, they're from Texas. I just did an interview with them recently. I really hope they don't listen to this. Diesel Beast. That's it. I was going to say Demon Beast. It's Diesel Beast. Very, very like 90s metal, and it's awesome. I'll shout out to them. Make sure you check out Diesel Beast from Denton, Texas.
I will do that.
They sent me, after doing the interview, they actually sent me a copy of the CD, and I don't always get the actual CD, so that was really cool.
Awesome.
But, all right, so back to you.
Oh, back to me. Okay.
Okay. So recently I read an article about the 20 worst bands from the 90s. You don't have to list 20, but who are some bands that you're not into? And they don't have to be from the 90s.
I didn't catch the whole grunge thing. One band I just don't like. I don't like Alice in Chains. If I never have to play Man in the Box again, I'll be happy. Just never caught the bug. Was never a Kiss fan, for everybody who, you know.
Ouch.
You know, fans out there. I never caught the bug. I never caught the Pink Floyd bug. You know, but as far as bands that I just don't like, I'll listen to anything. But there are some that just got real popular that I just didn't get. You know, I like Stone Temple Pilots. I'm not a big Nirvana fan. I'm not a big Pearl Jam fan, but they got a couple good songs you could listen to. The 80s, I was kind of stuck in the big hair 80s. And, you know, so I was kind of bitter when grunge came out. So maybe that has a lot to do with it. But, you know, but then I went the thrash route after that. So not a whole lot of bands I absolutely dislike.
Yeah, how about genres? Is there any genre that you don't like?
There's genres I don't understand. I don't know that I don't like them. I don't understand them. This whole Euro dance pop thing, I don't get. Some of the new rap today, I don't get. Some of the stuff that's coming out. I think there's a lot of uninspired music nationally and internationally that's coming out lately that I just don't get. A lot of the new stuff, I just don't understand, you know, what's behind it. I think music's lost a lot of its meaning it's the emotion behind the songs over the course of the last 10, 15 years.
How about today's country? Because what we listened to a little bit ago with Dinner Bell Road, that's not really what I would consider what today's country sounds like. That reminds me more of the country I grew up on, which is probably why I said I liked it.
Today's country, I see a lot of guys that want to be rock and roll stars, but country's got a bigger payoff, so they kind of blend in and went that way. There's bigger crowds at country concerts, you know, so they went that way, or for some reason they couldn't make it in the rock scene. I think it's the same thing. A lot of it's uninspired. A lot of it's dribble drabble. A lot of it's the same repetitive stuff. When you listen to the stuff that Cookie and Bob are writing with Dinner Bell Road, and you listen to the lyrics, there's emotion behind the writing. You know, there's meaning behind the writing. And that's what I like about it. You don't see that today.
I feel like today's country is more pop music than it is country. When I think country, I want to hear stuff like, and I'm going to name some bands that some people would probably put on that list of 20 worst, but I like Garth Brooks and Brooks and Dunn and Alan Jackson, The Man in Black, and, you know, there's, you know, today's really, it's very.
Yeah, I think that was the last great era of country. I just don't think there's been anything since the mid-90s that can hold the test of time. You know, a lot of cookie cutter stuff out there.
Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, now I'm aging myself.
Yeah, we completely went off the rock bandwagon. But I am playing country now, so it's okay, I guess.
Okay, so you mentioned that you guys have two originals that you're working on.
Yes.
This has been a fairly new question on the show. If we took one of those songs and we played it backwards, see, and this comes from country, this is a great segue.
Okay.
Because it's the joke. What do you hear when you play a country song backwards?
Well, I finally started to write some lyrics. Trying to express myself emotionally through word. So if you play some of the songs, the one song backwards, it's less dark with a happy ending. You know, I live.
Oh,
I don't know. It's it turns out to be a happier song.
I've gotten some interesting answers to that question. that one is an interesting one too. All right, so I mentioned Diesel Beast earlier, and this question is becoming the Diesel Beast question. So I always ask bands if they could play with anybody that tours internationally, who would they like to play with, where, and where would they like to play with them? Now, here's why it's Diesel Beast's question, because they followed up with, can it be anyone alive or dead? And I went, I guess so. And they said, okay, so we want to play at Stonehenge with Dio.
Nice.
To which I replied, maybe that's why Stonehenge is there, so you can resurrect him.
Nice. My fear with that is it would be my Spinal Tap moment and just go over horribly. if I could play with anybody, I'd go back to my roots. The very first time I got introduced to heavy metal music, I got Back in Black and Highway to Hell on vinyl the same day. And it would have been 1980. So I'd have been 11 years old, and that was my first introduction. So if I could ever get a chance, and I know it's too late now, but AC/DC in their prime, just to play with them anywhere. Yeah. No real specific location. I'd like to do that, you know, just to be in and around, you know, that, especially in their heyday, you know. I think that would have been a fun show to be with. You know, but honestly, I don't do many national shows. What I want to do now is, you know, I love the local scene so much that I'm happy doing 3 and 4 band shows with your friends' bands, and you have a good time. You're listening to great music, you know, and, you know, everybody's, you know, turning out some great product, and, you know, and you're hanging out, you play, your friends watch, and your friends play, you watch, and then you got the crowd as the third party involvement in there, and it's just a really good time. And I think if I had my choice, that's what I'd want to continue doing.
Cool. So let's bring up two more friends that you decided that you wanted me to play tonight.
Okay.
So we have Over My Dead Body and Dying Breed. Dying Breed is new to the show and the radio station, thanks to you, just like Dinner Bell Road. You want to talk about those two songs, and then we'll kind of wrap things up.
Now we'll talk about Dying Breed. When I first got back into bass playing, I had the opportunity to go down to Pittsburgh and play with Jesse Farron and Colin Farron. And they taught me two things. One, I was not ready to be a bass player in a band of caliber, the talent they have. But they also taught me how to be humble, and they taught me how to, you know, appreciate the craft and the art of it. Those two guys are absolutely fantastic at what they do. They have they have what it takes to make a serious stab in this scene. And as time goes on, they found themselves in a new band with Dying Breed. And if you haven't seen them, you have to get out and see them. It's a real throwback to the late 80s kind of band. And their song Poser, it's a great song. They're putting out some good material, and I really dig it. And, you know, they've kind of, Jesse and Colin kind of been, you know, with me from the start as far as on my musical journey, and to see them put out a great product on top of that, and I get to watch them as they grow as musicians, is fantastic.
Very cool. I actually had tried to get them to send me some music before, so thanks for making that happen.
All you got to do is ask Terry.
And what about Damaged by Over My Dead Body?
Over My Dead Body. Now, local Butler band, and I was playing in a band called Master Your Demons 4 years ago or so, right after Over My Dead Body got started. And we ended up doing a show together at Gators down in Greensburg. And that's when I first met all the guys and Natasha and everything like that. And so we've been friends for quite a few years. And I've been following them going to shows. And And then they put out their CD, and when I heard Damaged, it kind of really, lyrically, some songs speak to you, and that song just kind of speaks. It's just a well put together lyrically and musically song, put together song. And then I had the opportunity a few months ago to be involved in their video shoot, as they were shooting the video for it, which just went out yesterday or last night at midnight. So it's out now.
I watched it at 6:30 this morning. None of that midnight stuff.
Yeah, I watched it at 12:03.
I kind of fell asleep watching the Vegas game.
They're really starting to make waves now. They're getting good quality shows with national acts, and they're starting to make a push as a player in the metal scene in the Pittsburgh area. And it's been fun to watch. And Damage is one of my top five favorite songs locally, simply because how it speaks to me. And that they're friends of mine, and they're real cool.
Okay, so one last thing, Terry. Remind everybody where they can find Among Thorns, and tell us where to find Dinner Bell Road as well.
Among Thorns, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Among Thorns. And there'll be show dates and videos and pictures. And, obviously come out to a show. Every one of us will talk to you, hang out with you, whatever. But come out and see us. You come out and see us, we come out and see you. Everybody has fun. It's a good time. Dinner Bell Road, you can see us at facebook.com/Dinner Bell Road. Got two big shows coming up you can see us at this year. We'll be doing the Grassroots Jam July 14th. And then August 3rd, we'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh opening for Alex Williams. So that's a pretty big show. So I'm pretty excited about those. And as well as Cookie and Big Daddy will be doing their duo acoustic stuff in and out of the area through the summer as well, too. So if you don't want to come, see me play bass with them and actually see the talent in the band, go see them two together. But no, that's definitely worth seeing. Even if country's not your thing, just the songwriting alone that they put together is really cool.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show, Terry. I know we had tried to do this in the past. If I remember, we were going to meet at the bonfire and something came up.
Yeah, it's always something. Life gets in the way.
So, once again, you've been listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 421. And with me tonight was Terry Blair. Up next, we are going to play Over My Dead Body Damaged, and we're going to end things with Dying Breed, Poser, right here on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. We'll be right back.
put a hashtag on that.